Beach, said Lord Emsworth. My lord, I've been swindled. The dashed thing doesn't work.
Your lordship cannot see clearly?
I can't see at all, Dashed. It's all black.
The butler was an observant man. Perhaps if I were to remove the cap at the extremity of the instrument, my lord, maybe more satisfactory results might be obtained.
Eh? Cap? Is there a cap? Oh, so there is. Take it off, Beach.
Very good, my lord.
Ah!
There was satisfaction in Lord Emsworth's voice. He twiddled and adjusted, and the satisfaction deepened.
Yes, that's better. That's capital, Beach. I can see a cow.
It was like this, Mrs. Lee. He took ill on the Friday. I sent for me daughter, Madge. We fetched him two doctors, Dr. Wills and Dr. Packer, but they fell out over the operation. Dr. Wills, you see, don't believe in cutting, so he gave him a course of treatment.
Miss Jocelyn, don't,
began Mr. Herbert in perturbation.
Let us sit down, if this will be not too damp for you.
They sat. She tried to compose herself, but having once given in, it was not easy to be calm in a moment.
I believe I can explain what you speak of in your father, he said stammeringly. It is not want of love, if you will let me say what I, an outsider, can judge of better than you.
He kept his head turned away. She looked at him, feeling too agitated to notice where she was looking. She saw him shake it energetically to emphasise his earnestness. She whispered,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Look, Mar, look! I've drawn a church on fire! Look, Madge doth! Hey, look!
If X equals X, then Y equals Z.
Shut up!
If X is Y, oh.
You know that boy from the dairy, Marge? The one they call Barnacle Boots? Well, he asked me to go to Spots with him.
I told him to run off home.
No, you never!
I certainly did.
I said, I don't go to no pictures with no butter wallopers. You should have seen his face. I must tell you what happened. I had a friend who suddenly became very religious. She made a beautiful little altar in her bedroom with candles and so on. I was mad to have one like it, and when I asked Mother if I could, she said, Yes, darling, if you promise to clear it up afterwards. I felt so hurt about it at the time, but I suppose I see the funny side of it now.